Back to our true crime podcast. This week we're doing the Menendez brothers. On August 20th, 1989, Jose and Mary, also known as Kitty Menendez, were shot to death in their Beverly Hills home. Nearly 7 years, three children, and many thousands of hours of TV coverage later, their sons, Lyle and Eric Menendez, were found guilty of the murders and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. It seems like Jose was so competitive, he was doing everything he could to make him better. Their former swim team coach told the Los Angeles Times in 1990, but he was completely overbearing and had the opposite effect. Eric had so much less self-confidence because everything he did was never good enough. Once they moved to California, Eric began to run with some teenage delinquents, getting himself in trouble for a string of burglaries, enrolled in Princeton University and was suspended for a year for plagiarism, pretending The Menendez murders were a gruesome, barbaric crime. Jose and Kitty were not so much as killed as a rend, nearly identical by 15 rounds from two 12-gauge shotguns. It was so brutal that police thought the killings were a mob hit, and early investigations focused on business rivals and porn exclusive who had a bone to pick with Jose. In the months that followed the slayings, neither Menendez brothers acted like young men who had just recently found both of their parents dead in a brutal, bloody murder scene. Instead, they acted like two guys who just won the lottery. Jose was worth $14 million at the time of his death, and within 6 months, the brothers spent an estimated $70,000 of his fortune. Why purchased a Rolex, a Porsche, and lots of clothing, and a restaurant back in Princeton, where he had been living before the murders, while Eric was more practical, opting for a Jeep Wrangler, a $50,000 personal tennis coach, a $40,000 investment, in a rock concert that never happened. They took exotic vacations, too, thinking they had even more money coming to them. There was also a $5 million life insurance policy on their father, though with technicalities stopped them from collecting.
Menendez family seemed to be a perfect model of the American dream, at least by the 1980s standards. Their son Lyle and Eric, who were 21 and 18 respectively at the time of the killings, also seemed like the platonic ideal of the Reagan era United States. Lyle was the star tennis player who attended Princeton and seemed destined for a career in business like the father he openly worshipped. Eric turned out to be even better at tennis, helped along with his father's successor's intervention, and wound up as a nationally ranked player in his age bracket. In a sense, they had no choice but to be successful. Jose was known as a hard-driving father who could work his children to the bone in athletics and everything else. The night of the murders, the brothers told the police they'd gone out that night to see a movie, but had to take a pit stop to retrieve Eric's ID. That's when they discovered their parents. indicated bodies and dial 911. They said in their interviews, the officers who responded to 911 found Eric sobbing on the lawn before entering the crime scene.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode on the Menendez brothers. See you next week, or not.
Or not.
Or not. Oh.